This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Now they sell more than, I mean, I went looking there today for magazines. I didn't find any, though. They had everything but the one that now the Army is, this whole order for the SIG P320 is messing everything up for us civilians. But that's okay. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. President Donald J. Trump. Everybody that hears me say that is a leftist, just hates it. But he proclaimed in his inaugural address that from this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. And as has been his habit, he added to the prepared text the word only and employed the rhetorical device of repetition by repeating America first. Now, that phrase sticks in the craw of some of these people out there, some critics. It was the name of a bipartisan organization opposed to U.S. aid to Britain in 1940-41, and its leader, Charles Lindbergh, claimed that the main groups pushing America to war were the British, the Jewish, and the Roosevelt administration. The phrase America First in an inaugural address in, say, 1949 or 53 would have been disturbing for many understandable reasons, but it doesn't have any resonance today, at all, with anyone. In an early passage in his speech, Trump made clear what he had in mind. At the center of this movement is a crucial conviction that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Not people in other countries, not foreigners who are visitors or legal residents who would like to live here someday. Now, at many points in American history, that statement by itself would have been unremarkable, and that is simply not the case today. As scholar Walter Russell Mead writes in Foreign Affairs, many Americans with cosmopolitan sympathies see this, their main ethical imperative is working for the betterment of humanity in general. Speaking in Berlin in 2008, Obama identified himself as a citizen of the world as well as of the United States. In a well-compensated speech to the Brazilian bank in 2013, Hillary Clinton said, "My dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders sometime in the future." The phrase "open borders" is ambiguous, but it's consistent with the prevalent view of recent presidents of both parties that freer trade and robust immigration are, on balance, good for America. That's in line with the broader notion, widely shared since Pearl Harbor, that American interests are served by promoting free trade and free movement around the world. And in the process, American governmental, financial, and media elites have become more comfortable with their counterparts in other countries, the people they see at Davos and Bilderberg, and more out of touch and uncomfortable with large masses of their countrymen. In response, many of these countrymen, in Mead's words, see the cosmopolitan elite as near treasonous. People who think it is morally questionable to put their own country and its citizens first. Trump, as he took time to make sure that it was clear to everybody, is speaking for them, not the cosmopolitan elites. Now, for the cosmopolitan elites, any form of nationalism is akin to Nazism. But history teaches that there are many healthy forms of nationalism, and that such nationalisms are not inconsistent with and have often promoted a high regard for human rights. Churchill, Roosevelt, and Charles de Gaulle were all nationalists, as were the post-war American presidents who built and maintained our treaty alliances and trade regime. A healthy nationalism includes respect for other healthy nationalisms. Trump pledged friendship and goodwill with all nations and conceded the right of all nations to put their own interests first. He said, "We will reinforce old alliances and form new ones and unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism." We'll get to that phrase in just a second. Unless one assumes the verb reinforce was carelessly chosen. That doesn't sound like a renunciation of the NATO alliance or our responsibility to defend fellow members against attack. Foreign leaders are scrambling to engage with Trump on his terms. Britain's Theresa May, Canada's Justin Trudeau, Mexico's Enrique Peña Nieto, Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu. Even as corporations from Walmart to Foxconn scrambled to announce plans to create American jobs. American media struggled to delegitimize him, but foreign leaders aren't following suit. Now, as for the cosmopolitan elite who disdain Trump's defiant nationalism, his inaugural address reminds them of a lesson understood by the post-war presidents who integrated the military and enforced school desegregation orders, that a healthy nationalism can bring people together. "When you open your heart to patriotism," he said at one point, "there's no room for prejudice. Whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots." Current American elites seek to palliate victim groups whose memberships transcend international boundaries. There's a corollary that is a polarized politics in which those outside the groups, white married Christians, are villainized as oppressors. A healthy nationalism based on America first, will point towards a less polarized, more inclusive country. They're still in shock. They don't know what to think. They don't know what to do. I completely understand that. This is like waking up in a parallel universe for them. The streets look the same. They got the same car, same clothes, but things are so different. They will have to learn to get used to it, though. That part of it is without a doubt true. They will have to learn to get used to it. And they'll either get used to it or they won't. But the problem, the thing we've got to do now, we've got to do two things. We have got to make sure that we support this president and what he's doing. We've also got to make sure that we also hold Congress's feet to the fire. And if we do these things, then he will be successful. And then he will be reelected. And that might just be enough time and enough stuff put in place to make a difference in the world. But time will tell. Time is not going to be kind to the left, and it's going to be fairly kind to Trump. Trump is he's got a savviness that only a businessman who's used to negotiating some of the toughest negotiations, he's got that built in. And this is something that he's been doing it for years. So coming in here and keeping his promises, which is something he holds near and dear, that's something he's going to pursue. And it's also something that we have to support him with. When we get back, we're going to talk about this woman's march that came after the protests, and one of the speakers that was there, not exactly what I would think of as a good example. This is Lock and Load.
connection. Eliminate your faults, creating a fusion between man and weather. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot.
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The Women's March in Washington last week featured as a speaker convicted felon Donna Hilton, who along with several others kidnapped a man and then tortured him to death. The speaker at this leftist protest, this leftist march. Hilton's name is listed on the Women's March website alongside prominent liberals like Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards, Gloria Steinem, filmmaker Michael Moore, and CNN commentator Van Jones. Hilton, along with three men and three other women, kidnapped 62-year-old real estate broker Thomas Vigliarolo and held him for ransom before eventually killing him. As noted in a 1995 Psychology Today article, when asked about forcibly sodomizing the victim, Hilton replied, "He was a homosexual anyway." Speaking with Hilton, New York City Detective William Sperling told Psychology Today, "I couldn't believe this girl who was so intelligent and nice-looking could be so unemotional, about what she was telling me she and her friends had done. And I'm not going to tell you what they did to him because some of it probably is against FCC regulations." According to that same article, Hilton delivered a ransom note to a friend of Vigliarolo's, asking for more than $400,000, even though the victim was already dead by that point. A 1985 article in the New York Times, which misspelled Donna's last name as H-I-L-T-O-N instead of H-Y-L-T-O-N, put the ransom demand at $435,000. For her participation in the murder, according to Psychology Today, she was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Organizers of the march, who banned pro-life women from participating, did not return anybody's request for comment regarding Hilton's participation as a featured speaker. Hilton now works as an activist for criminal justice reform, participated in a panel last April in support of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' failed presidential campaign. Now, these people brought with them a sadist. I mean, forget fascism. Fascism is a political, it's a political philosophical outlook. This was a sadist. Anybody that can do what they did to a fellow human being and then rationalize it is, it's sociopathic. It's Hannibal Lecter-esque. And the left had her as a speaker, a featured speaker, at the Women's March. That's who we are dealing with today. Now, for those leftists who wanted to move to Canada, they found out that Canada has a very strict immigration policy in place, and they would have been blocked. Canada won't take them because its immigration policies exclude those who won't contribute to the economy, like Mexico. Well, Mexico won't let you have a job, so you can't really contribute. You have to have your own money. One of the policies that Trump that has some Democrats claiming they want to jump ship is his pledge to limit immigration from people whose lives in America would be dependent on welfare. Trump promises extreme vetting before accepting immigrants or refugees. Democrats looking to move from the U.S. to Australia, Canada, and other wealthy English-speaking nations are learning that those nations already have similar policies. Already. Not proposed. Already there. A top law firm known for obtaining Canadian visas for U.S. citizens says there are three main ways to get in: by having in-demand job skills, by owning a business, or having a high net worth, or having relatives already there. Canada's official immigration page also sets a high bar, listing opportunities to immigrate as a skilled worker, immigrate by starting a business and creating jobs, or immigrate by investing in the Canadian economy. The website had so many visitors immediately after Trump's win that the server crashed. They also maintain a refugee category, but targets people who have already been displaced outside their home country and not those who want to move from their home country to Canada. Canada is only willing only to be the last resort for refugees. Such candidates are not eligible if they have another durable solution for protection, such as an offer to be resettled in another country. Even then, the nation known for its hockey and its maple syrup then asks individual Canadians to pick up the bill by either voluntarily funding the program or taking the refugees in their homes. Individuals must be selected as a government-assisted or privately sponsored refugee or have the funds needed to support themselves and any dependents after they arrive in Canada. They do have a special program for Syrian refugees, and they've accepted 40,000 since November 2015, about four times as many as the U.S. during the same time span under Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. As one hysterical leftist lamented on Facebook, what are the actual implications of these executive orders? Should I just pack my bags and move to Canada? By all means, go. Bye. Now, after you research the Canadian immigration system, well, that individual posted that he had determined that, ironically, as an artist who could not afford to buy property and only rented a loft in Brooklyn, Canada had no desire in taking him in. Is he railing against Canada now? Immigration rules for Australia and similar nations are comparable, with strict rules focused on accepting people that are a net value added to their economy. Canada's rules could be one reason that Al Sharpton, who has failed to pay debts, including taxes, reneged on a promise to move there following Trump's win. Lena Dunham also backtracked on her pledge to relocate in spite of her assets. I could move there if I wanted to. I wouldn't. Why would I? But, I mean, I could go up there because I could. What I do, I can do from any. I can do this anywhere. I mean, it, you know, time zone differences and everything else. I've got to be available whenever the time slot opens up, but... Yeah. Of course, this show would never survive in Canada, in Canada. It would never work in Canada. Nope. Would never work. But it's fun to sit back and think about it, though. It's to think about doing the show from afar. Till you realize all the stuff I'm talking about, I wouldn't be able to have. That's no fun. The New York Times editorial board is horrified that Trump wants to fight radical Islamic terrorism. We're going to talk about that when we get back, and we're going to talk about what we're going to do with the P320. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The New York Times editors are worried that Trump's approach to fighting radical Islamic terrorism, which they refer to with scare quotes, is more likely to further inflame anti-American sentiment around the world than to make the United States safer, even though he signed that order today. Everybody's saying that it is a safer day in America today because of that order. Not so with New York Times. They write, the emerging details suggest that Mr. Trump's plans to eradicate violent extremists are not only at odds with Mr. Obama's, they trample on American values and international law. International law should not concern our president. The Times editorial found several problems with Trump's approach, in their opinion, including his use of the term radical Islam, which the editors say is demonizing and alienating the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. The fact that he is reportedly considering designating the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization, and the fact that he doesn't plan on closing Guantanamo Bay, which Obama tried desperately to do but could not do, despite vowing to close the prison on day one of his administration. They express their support for Obama and his approach to fighting terrorism when it was Obama. Under Trump, well, unlike Trump, Obama declined to say radical Islamic terrorism once during his 8 years in office. Trump has claimed the Obama administration's politically correct approach to fighting terrorism is at least partially to blame for the slew of domestic terrorist attacks during the Obama years. I would concur with that. I would have to concur with that. You cannot appease these guys. They're not interested in that. Not at all. Coming out of Washington State, it turns out the gun owners there are not complying with the new background check, I-594, that they got handed to them. According to a widely debunked Harvard University study that was widely touted by The Trace, Bloomberg's little news organization, 40% of firearms transactions in the United States happen without a background check. Then they came back and rescinded that and actually said it was more like 20%. Still, the state of Washington implemented a new law last year designed to close the so-called gun show loophole, which allowed citizens within the state to transfer a firearm between themselves without going through the NICS system. Another way of saying that is they allowed citizens to sell their own property to whomever they felt like. If that were that big of a problem, there would be a lot more crime. Now, the FBI has just released a report showing that private party transfers in Washington following the new law accounted for only 2% of the total background checks. Now, what I like about this is where they're saying that what they're saying is that the good people of Washington State, some of them listening right now, KBDD, they're not following the law. And they know this because there's only 2% of all things happening this way. But that is cracking me up. See, the number is surprising to researchers Philip Cook of Duke and Jens Ludwig of the University of Chicago who study gun violence. They say that their own research, and this is coming from The Trace, that has shown that up to 40% of gun sales nationwide are between private citizens. They're skeptical that the 2% reported to the FBI is an accurate picture of the private gun market in Washington State. Ludwig said in an email, now Ludwig is famous for basically telling President Clinton that Gary Kleck was right. So for him to come out and say this is sort of, for me, it's suspect that they're putting this with him. Actually, what we do know is that in Colorado, when they enacted this, instead of the 40% that everybody was touting, and then the 20% that everybody was touting, turned out to be about 6. The problem with universal background checks is without a registry, and then without unannounced checkups, which would mean we no longer live in America, they can't. Universal background checks on their own are not going to do what they say they will do. Now, they say there's a couple of possible explanations for the discrepancy between the expected number of private party transactions and what the FBI is reporting, and none of them are very good news for the gun control activists. Option number one, the law simply doesn't work. Who could have seen that one coming? Many gun owners seem to be open to the idea of background checks for all gun sales, but the system only works if it's convenient to use for everyone involved. Forcing gun owners and buyers to go to a gun store, wait for the clerk, pay a fee to fill out paperwork, and then only then be able to transfer the firearm is a laborious process that does more to deter compliance. In fact, right now, the 4473 is changed. 4473, the new iteration of it, has a box on it to check if it's a private transaction. So they expected to see a Clinton presidency at the ATF, and they expected to see universal background checks. Now, that inconvenient truth only results in people ignoring it, as one Washington resident has admitted. Jonathan says he's bought or sold several guns since the law went into effect. He said, as far as following the law, roughly 50% of those sales, I followed the law. Background checks, according to these people, can work. They don't actually work. They think they can. but only if they're designed in a way to enable and empower gun owners to participate in the process instead of trying to punish gun owners and make the process complicated and annoying, which was all that was. When you've got Soros backing something, when you've got Bloomberg backing something, what do you think this is? This is not them coming out there and saying, well, of course, we only want to keep the guns out of the hands of the bad people and the crazy people and the not so crazy people and the sort of crazy people and the sort of bad people. You know that. If they're not doing that, then they just want to keep the guns out of everybody's hands. Option number two is the documentation is incorrect. The system is new and gun stores may not be filling out the paperwork correctly. But, you know, reporting issues can wreak havoc on any meaningful analysis. Garbage in, garbage out, as they say. Even then, it's hard to believe that 95% of gun store transactions are incorrectly recorded. Gun store owners, by necessity, are actually rather good at paperwork. Option three is one that isn't even considered by the article in question. Many of the original studies were garbage to begin with, which is the correct answer. Colorado, we're seeing about between 4 and 6%. So, when the 40% number first gained traction, that figure seems to be based on a 20-plus year old phone survey of 251 people, and it covered two sales years that did not have background checks in place. The background check was not yet in place. Should have been much higher. They didn't ask the right people. Or maybe it's because of that small sample. I don't know. Even the Washington Post gave the 40% figure two Pinocchios when they reviewed it. So, you know, here we are. When we get back, we're going to look at, well, Chicago's picked it up again. We're going to look at a memorial that just happened and a shooting that happened at a memorial for a shooting in Chicago. So bad, it's sad. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. While the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now, there's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. A Chicago gang shot six people during a vigil Wednesday night for the victim of a city shooting. The group of people gathered at a local restaurant to grieve 20-year-old Jemiah Fields' death, reports the New York Post. Fields died after being shot Monday of this week. The gang found out that one of their targets was at the restaurant over social media, according to community activist Jedediah Brown. The gang came to the location and opened fire, wounding six people inside. Fields' mother was also wounded during the altercation, but police have not verified whether she was injured or not. 12-year-old girl suffered from a gunshot graze to the head, and a teenage male is in serious condition at the hospital. Jedediah Brown said, "I'm asking that those individuals who may see this that are planning retaliation right now, that you stand down from that and look. And that we look for peaceful alternatives." The police do not have anyone in custody on this one. President Donald Trump threatened Tuesday night to send in the feds if Chicago does not get its gun violence under control. He said, "If Chicago doesn't fix the horrible carnage going, 228 shootings in 2017 and 42 killings, up 24% from 2016, I will send in the feds." He said he put this out on Twitter. Not really clear what he meant by the feds. Chicago started 2017 with a particularly bloody weekend. 55 people were shot over New Year's weekend, with five of them dying. In other news, that New York City broker, who was the he was what was referred to as an expediter. And what that is somebody that will help you get a permit in New York City, which apparently you got to have help. When he was doing his deed, he secretly made thousands of recordings of conversations with new NYPD cops, according to federal prosecutors this past Wednesday. That revelation Well, probably caused a bunch of shockwaves through the NYPD. In a letter filed in Manhattan federal court, prosecutors said that Alex Shia Lichtenstein secretly recorded some 70,000 conversations, including many with cops. Well, in November, he pleaded guilty to bribing NYPD officers to obtain pistol licenses. Lichtenstein saved the conversations to an open email account, many of them contemporaneous memorialization of dealings of questionable legality with the members of the NYPD. That was one of the most wordy descriptions I've ever seen in my life. Prosecutor said, during our initial review of these recordings, we learned that some of the calls implicated at least one of the defendants in this case. Feds said they also got material from the phones of Jeremy Reichberg, a Brooklyn businessman, who's accused of doling out gifts to senior cops, including trips to the Super Bowl, Brazil, and China. I'm not even going to go there. The material was not described in any more specifics. Lichtenstein pleaded guilty on November 10th to offering a cop $6,000 in exchange for an expedited gun permit. He said, I had a good and friendly relationship with New York City police officers. During these years, I gave police officers in the licensing division things of value, including money, knowing that by giving them those things, the officers would do me favors, including expediting gun license applications. Sergeant David Villanueva is accused of accepting gifts in exchange for helping speed up weapons permits. Police Officer Richard Oxetal, formerly of the gun licensing unit, pleaded guilty to charges relating to the probe and is cooperating with cops, the Fed said in June. Deputy Chief Michael Harrington and Deputy Inspector James Grant were also arrested for allegedly acting as cops on call for Reichberg and another wealthy de Blasio donor, Jonah Regnitz. I wonder if all of these guys are tied to Bill de Blasio. That would be very interesting. That would be really interesting. Tomorrow we're taking the 6-hour P320 to the range. Not going to discover anything new about the gun because the gun's been around for a while. But this is going to be more about me and this gun than it is going to be about the gun itself. Now, JT's never shot that many of them either, so we're going to have a little bit of fun with it. But I rediscovered something that I had not been affected by in a long time. That is that this gun, which just became, this just got picked up on a contract for the military. Like they do all the time when a gun gets picked up by the military, everything that has to do with that gun vanishes. I finally found some spare magazines today. I have ordered them. They will be here on the 2nd of February, which will not be in time for us to go play tomorrow. We'll just have to reload the two magazines that I have over and over and over and over and over. And we will. We're going to shoot this thing till it loosens up. So a few things I found out about this, though, that is interesting. I'm going to have to talk to Mike Parks about this to ask him about this. The gun, because of the way the gun is designed, it is almost impossible to do a trigger job on it. Because the trigger is part of the housing that makes up the gun. The entire part of the trigger, that entire mechanism comes out. It has the serial number on it, so that makes it modular. This is just a shell. This is not actually just the gun is inside. The serial number is actually right there on a little window that you can see if you're looking on the video screen. And so the trigger, whereas every Glock trigger I've got has been reworked by Agency Arms, this one, I can buy a flat trigger to stick on it, but it's not going to change the characteristic or the feel of the pull of the trigger. The only way that's going to happen will be to pull the trigger a lot. So, that was an interesting discovery. That was an interesting discovery. The last time this happened, I tried very hard to like the Springfield XD systems, and that trigger, there's something about that trigger that they can't really be modified. Unless I'm wrong about this, I was told at the time, by the person I was asking what kind of trigger could work could be done on it, and I was told none because of this. So if I was told wrong and you want to pipe up, 877-807-4048, let me know. But as it stands tomorrow, we're going to take this P320 out. If it were to be known, okay, my decision to carry a gun would be with a gun like this. But this takes me back to Glock. You know, I've been complaining about Glock not doing any innovation, but Glock sort of reminds me. I mean, it's almost like somebody had the foresight to think somebody may want to do this and they may want to do that and they may want to do this. And that's why there's so few moving parts on it and everything else, but I don't know. Well, see, I just got a message from one of the ninjas saying Bruce Gray makes a trigger kit for the gun. But I mean, for the Glock, you can just drop a trigger in, and that changes the entire characteristic of the gun. But that's okay. We'll put about 300-400 rounds through this tomorrow, and we'll see what we get out of it. Hopefully it'll be good. We'll get some good video out of it. I know that. There's a video up of the discussion that I had with Jason Mila at the Upstate Armory Group with some links and phone numbers and everything if you want to call them and try to make your own deal with them. They deal in guns. They deal in a lot of guns there. And that would be simply the way to go. We are headed into hour number two. When we get back, opencarry.org proposes a two-pronged national firearm carry enforcement statute. This is Lock and Load. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.